I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
If you missed anything on the JJ and Joanne show, catch up with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at 1043WOMC or WOMC.com.
Today is September 24th, National Punctuation Day, period. Today, comma, use proper punctuation in everything you write, semicolon, letters, comma, emails, comma, and text messages, period. I'm sorry, that was supposed to be a colon after the word write because it's a syntactical descriptive. Isn't this fun? Question mark? Have a great National Punctuation Day, period. Ooh, exclamation point.
Hey, I think a minute ago our Mr. Announcer guy might have made a mistake in his punctuation.
Okay, what did he do?
When he listed three things, I forget which the three things were right now, he said it followed the colon and then one thing, and then he put a comma, and then a second thing, no comma, and the word and in before the third thing.
That was right.
That's right. That's right.
I don't believe there's a comma that goes between items one and two in that scenario.
What?
Yes.
JJ, of course there is. When you're doing a list, you put a comma. So if
there's more than three, yes.
No.
No.
If there's more than two. Because if you just do two.
How was your SAT score?
It's like that wall is blue and orange, right? But if that wall has three colors, the three colors are blue, comma, orange, and white.
Blue, that is the orange, correct. And white. No,
there's a comma. There's a comma in there, JJ.
Oh,
come
my
on.
Gosh.
You got to tell me that Redford didn't teach people that.
That's not how Mrs. Stedman taught us.
Well,
she
Mrs. Stedman,
us.
Rest her soul.
Well, ooh, that's
dead.
A big assumption.
JJ, come on, man. Don't tell me that your elementary school teacher is still alive, son.
Unless she was 20. Okay, well, but wait a minute. I do want to say one other thing
I'm
about
sorry.
Him. So Jason is completely right that between the first and second, there's a comma. And both are correct. I just went to Grammarly.com. Both are correct for, let's say there's a list of three things. Like I've got a sentence here. The dog is young, comma, well-trained, comma, and good-natured. No, I wouldn't put the comma before the and good-natured. But that is a correct way. And it's also correct to say the dog is young, comma, well-trained, and good-natured without the second comma. But JJ, you've been doing that
Stedman,
wrong. I hate to tell you.
Mrs. Stedman, our phone number is 248-399-1043. Please call and correct these people.
And if Mrs. Stedman, rest her soul, is not here, then any English teacher or any kind of a teacher that teaches grammar, please 248-399-1043.
Maybe the rules have changed since I was
JJ,
in elementary school.
JJ, I haven't
school.
Been in elementary school since like the 80s, and that's how I was taught.
And me earlier than that, and that's how I was taught. Yeah.
That's how it
Sorry,
was taught.
JJ. And by the way, we don't even need an English teacher. I'm on the web.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do need it.
Listen, Joanne's self-diagnosed. Yeah. She's also a self-diagnosing teacher.
Oh.
All right. 248-399-1043. It is National Punctuation Day, and there's a lot more to get to, like the question mark.
The Motor City is listening to JJ and Joanne Mornings, 104.3 WOMC.
Good morning. This is JJ, comma, and Joanne.
That's not when you use it. If it JJ, comma, Joanne, and Jason. Okay?
Hi,
good morning,
who's this?
Hey, this is Jessica, and I am a teacher. And the current teaching is that you do not use a comma between the last in the list and the word and.
Right.
And also another punctuation fact that a lot of people aren't aware of is that after a period, the current teaching is that you are not supposed to space two times You're supposed to space just once.
Well, that's how I've always done it. But let me get back to the list thing. If I were to list three things, say the wall is blue, orange, and white. Would I say, if I was writing it down, the wall is blue, comma, orange, and white? Is that the correct way?
That is correct. You also would use that with the conjunction or, the same thing. There's no comma before the word.
But our whole thing is, in a list, if there's more than two things, you do put a comma after the first and second thing.
Yes, when there's a list, but you do not whatever. So whether it's two things or it's a list, there is no comma before the word and.
Right.
Yes, but there is in the other places.
I was
JJ?
Taught in a list of three things, there were no commas at all.
Wow.
No, because if you do it that way, the words preceding the word and are interpreted as being compound words, right? Like if you say it's ice cream, right? Or it's ice, comma. I'm going to the store to buy ice, comma, cream, and cookies. But where you say I'm going to the store to buy ice cream and cookies, it's two completely different thoughts.
Yep. JJ, did you learn that in the one-room schoolhouse?
I was always taught, by the way, that after a period, you wait 2 days.
Yes, exactly. You do. You pause for commas one time, and you take two breaths after a period, but that is no longer the grammar that you're supposed to teach. But going way back, too, you think about adjectives, the words the, a, and, those are articles. And some teachers, depending on how long ago you were trained, you may consider there to be an additional part of speech, articles, or you may consider those to just be an adjective. So there is some grammar that's open for debate today, Shirley. But
all right.
Punctuation day,
don't
I wanted
me Shirley.
To point out the period.
Thank you very much.
Bless you for
You're
calling.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Stay connected 24/7 with JJ and Joanne on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. 104.3 WOMC.